ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, we're just wrapping up the starting lineups being announced by our PA announcer here, Max Hackinson. And so now both teams getting their last second instructions from their coaches. As Harrison now comes out on the floor, Mountain Home will join them in just a moment. Now both teams out on the floor. It will be Matt Jones jumping center for Mountain Home, and Harrison will go with Jace Martin to try to win the tip. And we are about ready to get this one underway. The ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Harrison. They are moving left to right here in this first half. Here is Elliott with the ball up to the top, throwing it over on the left side to Gabe Husky. Looks like there were some changes made to the starting lineup. Now the ball goes over to Elliott on the right side. Now Husky has it once again. Yeah, he was, that was one Coach Folger was talking about at halftime. I didn't have him originally in my starting lineup, but I guess they made some changes there. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Harrison inbounding it on the baseline as we are 29 seconds into this contest. Ball goes over on the right side with the Shrum. Now Elliott has it up at the top. Now he gives it to Husky. Over on the right side now to Shrum. Shrum will throw it over on the left to Elliott. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Elliott dribbles towards the right side, gives it there to Gundry, and an offensive foul called on...
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4343 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4343.
Up top to Jones, finds Benton in the lane. He's going up for the layup, no good. Oh, a point-blank range, too, and the rebound's controlled by Harrison. Here's Husky throwing it in the left corner to Gundry, and his three-pointer is up and in. Dustin Gundry with 3 points, and it's a 5-0 lead for Harrison with 6:10 left of the opening quarter. Benton into the front court, Harrison in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes up top to Cruz. Now he'll give it right there to Benton. Now Benton dribbles toward the left side. Finds Cruz near the free throw line. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. And partially blocked, Matt Harrison comes up with the basketball as they look to extend their lead. Back into the lane, going up for the layup with Shrum. And missed the rim. And Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Here is Peters into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Cruz on the right wing. Now Cruz is looking to make a move toward the basket. Now throws up top to Jones. Jones is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Bashirs gets the offensive rebound. Dribbles out to the wing. Throws out there to Benton. Now back to Bashirs near the right corner. He's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. And Mountain Home on the board. Hunter Bashirs with his first 2 points of the night. 5-2. Harrison leading it. 5:15 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Elliott into the front court for the Goblins. He drills toward the left side. Now he's going down towards the low block. Into the lane, now kicks out to Gundry for on the right wing. He tries another three. This one will not go, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here's Benton back the other way for the Bombers. Has the ball on the left side. Throws it up top to Cruz. over on the right. Now goes to Peters. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters ties this game up at 5-all. With his first 3 points of the night. And back the other way, I believe that was Elliott going into the lane for the layup. He couldn't get to go, but he drew contact, and so he'll head to the free throw line. That is on Hunter Bashir's. His first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Ben Elliott shooting the first free throws of the night for either team with 4:36 left to play in the first quarter. First shot is up and in, and Harrison goes back on top. One more free throw coming for Elliott. Second shot is up and good. Ben Elliott now with 4 points and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 7-5, Harrison leading it. A little over 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Benton across the timeline for the Bombers. He dribbles to the right wing. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Harrison, and back on the Goblins. Elliott into the front court for Harrison. He has the ball between the circles. Throws over to Husky. Now near the corner it goes to Gundry. Now he'll throw it up top to Husky. Now Shrum has it between the circles. He'll throw it over to Gundry on the right side. Now gives it down a low block to Martin. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Jace Martin with his first 2 points of the night. Wyatt Gilbert will check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. It's a 9-5 Harrison lead with 3:45 left in the first quarter. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Finds Jones on the low block. Now he has the ball knocked away. Stolen by the Goblins. First turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Here is Elliott back the other way, going up for the layup. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harrison. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 3:28 left of the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert is going to check into the game, replacing Hunter Cheers. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing Harrison 9-5. Benton will bring it across the timeline for the Bombers. Drills to the left side. And he has the ball knocked away from him. Ball goes out of bounds, and the last touch by Harrison. Well, Mountain Home got a break there because Harrison had a good chance to get the steal, but they're just a little too close to the near sideline. It will be Peters triggering the inbound pass right in front of the Harrison bench. It gets into Benton. He'll set up the offense. Benton has it on the left side, gives it to Peters in the corner. He'll take the screen from Jones. Now throws it up top to Cruz. Cruz will dribble to the right wing, gives it there to Benton. Now Benton will look for a lane. Now kicks out up top to Jones. Jones is going into the lane. Now has the ball knocked away from him. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it'll be Harrison basketball on the turnover. Baylor Cresselius checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Matt Jones. And Hunter Bashir is going to come back in for Mountain Home as well, as Talon Benton will head to the bench. Baylor Cresselius, a 6'2 senior. By the way, Wally Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore. I don't think I mentioned that earlier. Now Harrison's coming, bringing in a sub, as Champ Sailors will come in, replacing Jace Martin. Sailors, a 6'2 senior. Here is Shrum into the front court, and now a stoppage of play. Okay, it looks like they're having some clock issues. They're going to reset the clock, I believe, to 2:52. So we'll get started back up as Harrison will inbound on the near sideline. 2:52 left. They lead 9-5. Elliott takes an inbound pass from Shrum. Drills to the left side. Tries to give it to Sailors. His pass was well wide of him. Goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get the ball back on the turnover. Two turnovers apiece for each team. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing 9-5 with a little over 2.5 minutes left to play in this opening period. Here is Gilbert into the front court, giving it to Bashir's on the right side. He dribbles up to the top, finds Gilbert on the left wing. He'll take the screen from Cresselius. Now throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Peters on the right side. He takes a screen from Cruz and pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Bashir's. Mountain Home is going to set back up. Ball goes back to Peters over on the right side. He takes another screen from Cruz. And now he's going to be fouled. A little tripping foul there on Gabe Husky. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Goblins here in the first half. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, inbounding the ball, trailing by four. It'll be Bashir is triggering the pass on the far sideline, and he gets it into Gilbert. Gilbert with the ball on the right wing. Takes a screen from Cresilius. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Husky, and back on the Goblins. A long pass into the front court. Knocked away by Cresilius. A good heads-up play for him to make sure they don't get that easy layup there. It will be Harrison inbounding the ball on the baseline with 1:54 left. Talon Benton's checking back into the game, replacing Colton Peters. 1:54 left on the clock here in the first quarter. A pass goes to Gundry. Now he'll throw it to Shrum. Now Husky has it near the right wing. Finds Sailors just outside the lane. He's going to go up for the leaning jumper. Good. Champ Sailors with his first 2 points of the night is 11-5. Harrison leading it with 1:35 left in the first quarter. Here's Benton with the ball on the right side. Now he's dribbling into the lane, going to kick it out in the left corner to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A long rebound controlled by Husky. He's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. And is that going to be an offensive foul? Wave off that basket. No, they're going to call it. Nope, they're going. I'm sorry. I thought they called a charge. Nope, they called a blocking foul. So they are going to credit the basket to Gabe Husky, and he's going to get the 3-point play attempt, and he's going to convert that. He now has 3 points, and it is a 9-point lead all of a sudden for Harrison. That foul is on White Gilbert, his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers. 1:13 left. Here is Bashir's with the ball in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now throws it to Cresilius over to Gilbert on the right side. Up top now to Bashir's. Bashir's is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A little bit flat. Just nicked the left side of the rim. Now no substitution for Harrison Jace Martin's going to check back in, replacing Ben Elliott. Now Harrison with the ball with 50 seconds left, leading by 9, 14-5 our score. It is Shrum with the ball at the top, and now an offensive foul, another illegal screen going to be called on Harrison. That is on Champ Sailors as his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Goblins. 40.4 seconds left. It is Mountain Home getting the ball back, trailing by 9, 14-5 our score. Matt Jones checking back into the game, replacing Luke Cruz. Ball goes over to Bashir's on the right side. Now up top to Cresilius. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Harrison. And it will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the near sideline with 25.7 seconds left in the first quarter. Bashir's will inbound it. Gets into Benton. 23 seconds left. But now to Gilbert over on the top. Up top, over the right side now to Cresilius. He'll throw it up top to Jones. Finds Benton on the paint. He's going to go in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Husky. Harrison with a chance to get one last shot off and give themselves a double-digit lead before the end of the quarter. 5 seconds left. Husky will throw it to Gundry and back to Husky. He's going to try to get the shot off at the buzzer, and he gets it. Wow. Good shot by Gabe Husky. He now has 6 points, and it is a 12-point lead for Harrison. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Harrison up on Mountain Home 17-5. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.